Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, well, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing tonight, brother?
I am doing good. How are you, Mr. Chad?
Well, you know, all is good, all is good. Excited for tonight's show. We got Harsh News. Many of our followers, they all know him, and couldn't wait to get him on the show. You know, he likes to tell it like it is, and, you know, I can't wait to put him in the hot seat. How about you, Kim?
I've enjoyed a lovely long weekend. It was a long weekend here up in Canada. Sorry you missed out, Michael, but it's been lovely. And, yes, I'm excited. Harsh News is with us. Who cannot love that guy?
He's awesome. I just found him like probably 3-4 months ago, and I've been following him since. We just have to follow each other around, I guess, all over the app. And, you know, it is what it is. We've got targets on our backs right now, so.
Yeah, they've been taken down. They just took down Brooke Infinity 4.0. She had around 24,000 followers on that account, and that's what she gets for duetting me, I guess.
that's what, you know, that seems to be their tricks. They come up with a new trick every other week. You know, they'll ban us and ban us and ban us, and then they'll let us grow and ban our followers instead for, you know, ban them and give them consequences for following us and liking our videos, I guess. So,
well, I think every week. Well, she sent me a message on it. Said the video I duetted had 200. She duetted one of my videos. It got 295,000 views and counting. And that's
yeah,
when she got shut down. So.
10 or 12,000 followers in a day she gained, and then they shut her down, shut her whole account down, just no warning, no nothing. I just seen her live.
Yeah,
caught her live for a few minutes before I got on the show.
Sometimes I think it's the AI and these things. Sometimes you get banned accidentally. You know, that's why when you appeal it, you get it right back. So I have no doubt you'll probably get the account back. But the problem is they slowed down that progression now. That is the worst thing, right? So, yeah, they take it off. They ban her, whatever. But when they restore it, they don't restore it back full. So now you have to have your video subject to being in queue there at zero views for a little while until someone reviews it and so on and so forth.
I still haven't had the chance to even appeal the last 5 that I lost. Every time I go back to those, put those emails in, they just tell me that they're banned permanently and just tell me to log out. So, I don't know. I've got about 5 videos right now in the appeal process. Been in there for over a week and a half, and that page is on view-only mode right now already. 3 weeks old, view-only mode. I've had 12 violations on there and only 2 videos held, but they're holding those videos. They're not giving me the appeal. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I would love to get a content moderator come on, even anonymously, and have us in, you know, let us have them in the hot seat and find out just really what goes on behind the scenes, what really flags people, you know, how do you break free from it? I'd love to have someone on where you can ask them all those questions.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? I could do a whole show with one of them. They wouldn't want to hear my thoughts, though, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you got patriots working everywhere, right? So, you could have a great patriot working inside TikTok. I do believe there's some there because, you know, by some miracles, I had some good luck there. So, there's some people there, and I would love to get them in, even if they called in anonymously and talked to us and, you know, would be able to explain to us what kind of goes on behind the scenes there, what constitutes a ban. My brother just got banned at 800,000. This is his second account. Him and his son does the TikToks. They had 1 million-plus when they first banned them. Second banned. You know, I told him, I said, you got to go in and fight this and appeal it. So he couldn't get no answer. So then he went to, I told him to go Twitter. Twitter, you usually get some quick response. So he messaged on Twitter, and they got right back to him. Anyways, they looked into it. They apologized to him and said it was a mistake and gave him back his account.
That's pretty awesome. So he hasn't gotten a second account back though, right?
No, the first one was too far gone because he didn't know how to appeal. Like nobody got back to him, right? So the very first account where they had over a million, they lost, and it's too bad. But on this one here, I guess because he had his son in the video, you know, they wanted to see ID, I guess. So he sent that over to him, and he was restored. You know, but most people don't know that, right? So most people let it go past 30 days, and once past 30 days is up, you're done. You can't get it back. You know, I've sent them messages, and they say, we can't help you. Your account's banned. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm on the account right now. That's how I'm messing you. But anyways, I don't know what goes on. But, you know, they let me go, so we'll see how far we can take it. But once I'm done, I'm done. I'm not playing the TikTok game.
I'm not going to give up. I like pissing them off. I like causing them to spend their money. I imagine they've spent quite a bit just keeping up with me. So they want to spend their money on it. I'll keep getting on there, and I'll keep speaking the truth until nobody wants to listen to it.
Well, you and Hirsch got a team, lined up just to follow you guys around. That's what they do. They get up in the morning. They track your habits and track, you know, what time you comes on, what time you post, all these things, and dedicated to you two alone, you know. And you know, that's what I respect you for. You guys don't hold back. You don't play the politically correct game. You know, you say it like it is, and you don't care, you know, who's feeling you hurt. And, you know, that's, you know, we need that too. You know, I kind of stick handle around things, you know. I kind of learn the rules there to kind of just leave things up to people's imagination the best I can. And, but, you know, you guys say it straight, and, you know, good on you for doing it.
I try. Sometimes my emotions just get to me, and I just let it go. I made a video the other day, though, about just, you know, them meeting at the World Economic Forum and everybody being at the same place at the same time. But I didn't say anything about the WEF. I didn't say anybody's names. I just said, you know, other than Putin's name, that's the only name I said. So I danced around everything, but they still gave me a violation. They gave it back to me about 4 hours later, but... even dancing around the situation, they still take my video down, slow it down, and then give it back to me. So that's why I get tired of dancing. So it is what it is. We'll just come back every time. Our Patriots got our back. Infinity, she's on here, and she knows that. She's got 1,600 followers already, I think maybe 4 or 5 hours into the day. So this Patriot community is strong, and we ain't going nowhere.
Brooke, one thing, you know, that you're listening there, go now that you're a new, you know, they like to give you a little bit of coverage. So when you start a new account, they kind of push your videos. So go find a popular video and duet it, and it might take off for you.
Don't do Chad's.
Talk to mine. Don't do Michael.
Go do the same video again and see if you can get 260,000. Oh man, they are ridiculous.
I bet you it would take off again. That one is still going. I may hit a million. I got 511,000 on that one now. I got at least two over 200,000. One over four, they've all just, I don't know, they just left me alone for a couple weeks, I guess. I don't know.
I posted one this morning. I got on there and was watching the World Economic Forum live earlier today on Twitter, and I recorded a little bit of Klaus Schwab talking, and I posted it earlier, and I think it's got 125,000 views right now, and that's the biggest, that's the most amount of views they've let me catch. and I haven't even had a violation on it yet. So that's, I don't know. My TikTok agent is sleeping today.
Yeah, I think sooner or later they realize, like, listen, these guys now with their views, their comments, their engagement, that's who's taking over TikTok. It's no longer about kids dancing and shaking their booty around. You know, it's now intelligent people gathering together, worried about what's going on in this country, worried about what's going on in America, and, you know, they have a heavy, heavy engagement. And let's face it, the more people come back, the more it drives up their advertising dollars. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want that?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I'm glad, too, because I was fixing to start shaking my ass. You know? I mean, if that's what it takes to get news, just start putting the news articles there, green screen, just shake my ass a little bit, show them a little cleavage, you know?
You had a video there. You had no hat on. They were just, I didn't even recognize you.
That's what a lot of people said. They said, hey, I didn't even notice that was you. I was fixing to scroll right past the video. Didn't even realize it was you with no hat on. Yep. I got dark, dark, dark brown hair. My wife tells me it's black. I tell her she's colorblind, so it is what it is.
Well, I just watched a clip where they were interviewing Zelensky, and he was up there, and they gave him a standing ovation. You know, people are so blind to this. They can't even see what's going on. I mean, here you got a country, you know, stand with Ukraine. You know, if it was truly about democracy, you know, what about all the other war-torn countries over in Africa and Ethiopia and all these places that are war-torn, you know, Venezuela, and, you know, places that don't no longer have democracy. They're socialist countries. China, why aren't you invading these places for democracy? You know, why did you pick Ukraine? Because it's one of the most corrupt countries on the face of the planet. They all got their money in there. They all got the dirt in there. You got Pelosi over there. Her son's on the boards over there. You got Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma. You got Mitt Romney's son. You know, why do you think 70-year-old Mitch McConnell fly into a war zone, 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi? You see, these things do not make sense. And then you got Justin Trudeau telling everybody about the big bad war, takes his kids into a war zone, you know. And the funny thing about it was everybody was calling Child Protective Services on him. It was hilarious.
Damn. They went over there and watched, what, a U2 concert? Like, give me a fucking break. This is absolutely ridiculous. I got told, okay, so I haven't had a video make it to 100,000. I was saying that, you know, without catching a violation in months. So I forgot how many trolls that brings out, though. I'm going to Gitmo. I forgot. I had several people tell me I'm going to Gitmo because I'm a traitor to the United States today. I'm like, wow, okay, that's I'm surprised they even know what the fuck Gitmo is, but, yeah, I'm not, I'll be going, but I'll be taking people with me and dropping them off, because I can guarantee you that Gitmo isn't made for me.
What?
They may want to label us a terrorist, but we are not the enemy.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing. You know, a few months ago, they wanted Guantanamo closed. Now they want to keep it open. You see, they don't know which way they stand. They stand whatever it is, the news, and the party tells them to stand. If they tell them to fight for Ukraine, they fight for Ukraine. They tell them to defund the police, they want to defund the police. But yet they're the first ones to call the police when they're in trouble. You see, they don't know where they stand. They got to, you know, wake up to these corrupt governments and their secret deals that they have. You know, your CIA runs all your propaganda machines down there, your CNN, your Fox News. They're all the same. They're all ran by covert operations, and you're being fed a narrative. And if you look, if you did a collage of all the news stations, you'll see they say the exact same thing. You know, it's like one email goes out to everybody, and they all say the same thing, pick it all up.
Word for word. You're absolutely right. Yeah, they get up in the morning, they check their email, and see what their bosses tell them to think for that day. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. These people can't fucking even make up their mind on what shoes to wear for the day without being told. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they're all a bunch of Joe Bidens just running around. It's getting crazy, man. I forget how many people literally can't think for themselves until I get on social media, and then I'm going, oh, fuck. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And you know, is that Joe Biden? I watched a thing on Kramer today, but there's a lot of funny things going on with him you're seeing on camera with, you know, I mean, let's face it, technology is so great today that people could literally play another person. I mean, you know, it kind of sounds so far out, I don't even want to repeat it, but, you know,
yeah.
These masks and stuff, I mean, we've all seen it. It's so real. I seen one of Kamala Harris there, and she had a big lump in her neck, and, I mean, you could just tell something's off. And Biden there, you know, 2 years ago, he had earlobes, and now he don't have earlobes. And, I mean, it's just, or he didn't have earlobes, now he got earlobes.
Yep.
I mean, just something very odd of what's going on over there.
Yeah, it's almost like the editor is missing, you know, smoking a joint and forgetting to fix those parts of the movie. It's crazy. Have you seen the videos of people wearing masks, you know, acting as someone else, and then they pull the mask off? That one, the guy pulled the mask off. He was a girl. It was a girl. She pulled the mask off, and she was an actress. And then they pulled another mask off. I'm going, what the? They had two different masks, and both of them looked real as hell. I mean, you don't know what the hell you're seeing anymore. It's CGI and whatever they want to do.
You know, let's look at Mark Zuckerberg. Go back and look at, you know, pictures of him and stuff. And you look at him now, he looks like an android. That do not look like a human being. I'm sorry. Even if you watch him in the Senate hearings and all these things, it do not look, there's something unnatural about it, you know, and these people have technology. There's absolutely nothing now, iPads. I don't believe anything the government says, you know, they're coming out with monkeypox, you know, funny thing, they had a vaccine 2 years ago. When they invaded Libya got up, Muammar Gaddafi, he gave a speech. And one of the things he said in his speech, he said, America will give you a disease, give you a disease and then tell you the cure. And, you know, that's exactly what's happening right now. With all this stuff, you know, the CDC warned us about, you know, different diseases coming up in children. They're trying to normalize strokes and heart attacks in kids. You know, they're trying to normalize now all the heart attacks. I mean, I know in my little small town that about, you know, a lot of people that's had heart attacks. I mean,
that's crazy.
You know, and then now with the revelation of the Pfizer documents, you know, and yet the doctors and nobody is questioning it. I mean, this should be worldwide news.
Yeah, it should be all over the damn news. If they didn't own it all, it would be. But, you know, they said the revolution wouldn't be televised and nothing else will be either, man. Only the agenda that they want televised will be. And like you said a minute ago, the news media, the videos of them collaborated or collaged together, you got 100 news media outlets and they're all saying the exact same thing. It's nuts. And so, you know, they're all owned by the same fucking corporations and they're all told exactly what to say every day. They're not going to tell us the truth. The only way we find the truth is by people like us digging for the truth. And, you know, they make it harder and harder to do that every day. But we're definitely making, you know, we're making a difference. They're having to push their agendas because they can't wait. If they wait till November and they actually give us a true election here in the United States, their agenda's fucked. Because it will be a complete red wave. Like, there won't be a Democrat left in office if we had a true election in November. And come 2024, same thing. It'll be a red wave. And when the United States gets rid of tyranny and says, fuck you to the WEF and the NWO, the rest of the world's going to do the same, you know. It's all going to fall in line, and it's going to be a domino effect. So they have to push their agenda. That video I posted this morning is Klaus Schwab. It's the opening of the WEF 2022, and he's talking about how coronavirus is, you know, we're on the tail end of the coronavirus, but, you know, we have to be ready for another pandemic or whatever else is on the 2030 agenda. You know, they already have it planned. This shit's been planned for years, and we just keep putting a slowdown on it, you know. They didn't expect us to fucking give up, or, you know, they didn't expect us to push back on the jab. They thought we were all going to be scared into taking it, and they were going to get what they want, and now they didn't, so they have to figure out something else. They're on the run. So that's, you know.
Well, you know, these things have been planned. They've been computer simulated. You know, every aspect to the food shortages, to starvation, and you look a little country like Sri Lanka and these things, that's where they start. They do that as their little trawl run. They hold the food from them. They hold the diesel from them. They raise inflation. They do all these things. And they use that as a little a test country, per se. They watch how the people react. They watch who gets hurt, who don't, what they do. And then they'll slowly progress that further and further and further till they push their agenda here, the great prize, which is North America.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what they do. And they can use those people because those people are poor already. They don't have any pushback, and you're exactly right. There's not enough of them, so they go over there and do what they want to do. They say, okay, it's working great over here, so now we're going to move it to this section. Then we're going to move it to this section, and then they just introduce it to the whole fucking world. So you're absolutely right.
but you know, hats off to them. I mean, they literally have been going in politicians' homes, dragging them in the streets. And, you know, let's not forget what happened in I can't say name that country probably, but it is a Russian country, I do believe, Afghanistan, you know, where the politicians tried to do some dirty politics there. Well, they went in, they, you know, they didn't, you know, they're not like us. They didn't sit there and talk about it for, you know, they just went in and said, the hell with you. We're not taking your vaccine. You're not bankrupting our country. They arrested the spy chief, the prime minister or whatever he is there. He fled the country. I mean, those people just took the country back. They weren't having none of it. I mean, those are tough, tough people.
Yeah, that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm ready to do, honestly. I'm just ready for the Patriots to stand up, you know, and just say we've had enough. I don't want to wait till we're starved out. I don't want to wait till all the diesel's gone. I don't want to wait till people just can't do anything else but stand up. You know, there's no reason that we haven't. There's, you know, the liberals stand up. They fucking push their agenda. They go scream in front of SCOTUS's houses. You know, they do what they want to do, and they push their agendas. And we need to be doing the same thing. Even if I have to go stand out there by myself, that's what I'm going to do because I'm tired of it. Just stand in front of the courthouse and just yell all day, you know. I'll take off 2 days a week to do it. I'm sick of it. We're really going to have to do something other than scream on the radio. More people are going to have to get involved.
You go down there on your tractor with the American flag, cutting the grass of the Supreme Courthouse. But, you know, you're right, and I get that a lot in the comments. I get that a lot in the comments, you know, what do we do? What do we do? And that is something I don't have the answer to. You know, I'm half afraid to say the wrong thing because, you know, last thing you want to do is a tough position to be in. You really don't know. I mean, I'm sick and tired. I'm like everybody else. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of Trudeau now. He's so brazen. I mean, he don't even care about his scandals anymore. He's not even hidden. He walks around pompous. You know, all these politicians here, they're getting rich. They're over there signing their sovereignty away in Davos. And what people really don't understand about that is that treaty that they're signing, if they declare a national health emergency, it allows the UN troops to come on Canadian soil and enforce that treaty. And same with America.
Exactly.
So, you know, so people need to wake up. I mean, you know, they can't use our own troops because our own troops are not going to turn on the Canadian and American people. It's not going to happen. They could use foreigners. Foreigners are not patriotic to Canada.
Let's see what Harsh News has to say about this. I'm going to let him in the room. What's going
What's up,
on,
guys?
Brother? What do you think
not
about
much,
all this, man?
Man? Oh, man, it's crazy right now. Yeah, where do you start? yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand how people aren't into this. I know I've seen it a bit on Facebook here and there, but, like, this should be something that everybody is in an uproar about. Absolutely, like, an uproar. Like, this is the beginning of the New World Order, right? This is the shit I've been researching for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And this is the first step to a global group controlling everybody. This is just one little one, right? They're going to get us on a whole bunch. They're going to keep stacking them, and then we're fucked. And everything's just global.
Exactly.
And then nobody has the right, and they'll have those blue helmets running all the streets.
Anyone with kids, I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on, I don't care how liberal you are, they have to see what's going on. I just don't know how you can't see what the hell's going on. They have to go to the grocery store. They have to go to the gas station. And how can they be okay with it? I just don't understand how you can be okay with paying as much as y'all do for fuel, as much as we do for fuel here and at the grocery store. How do you not see that there's a problem coming? How do you not have an issue with it? How do you not stand up and say, fuck, I can't afford to go to work next week if I buy food for the family? You know, like, it just doesn't make sense
That's
to me how
bad.
People haven't stood up.
Well, they're
it's
so
called
used to just taking it.
It's called cognitive dissonance, where, you know, they see it in one way and they cannot see it any other. You know, they cannot see the big picture. You see high fuel prices, they see, you know, great, everybody
Russia.
Can take a bus. You know, that's how they see it. So we see it one way, they see it the complete opposite.
I just can't see it.
It's
I can't
sad.
Stick my head
and people
that
think
far
that
my
we're
ass.
People think that we're crazy. And, like, instead of even, like, being like, huh, that's weird that there's, like, a lot of people talking about this, but they're all fucking crazy. Like, no, guys. You know, 3 years ago before COVID, yeah, we were crazy because nobody fucking believed in any of this shit. And then COVID came, and, like, it turned all of the conspiracies. Like, back in the day, they were all separate. You know what I mean? Adrenochrome, NWO, you know, all the ruling elites. You know, everything was kind of just separated up. And then when COVID came, all of the dominoes fell into place. And now, like, everybody that has been researching this shit knows that it's, like, just one huge diabolical fucking plan. You know what I mean? And it's working. It's working. Look what they're doing this weekend.
Yeah, that's
fucking
that's
working.
Why I said that. Their agenda, they had to push their agenda forward because they didn't expect the pushback. They didn't expect Americans and Canadians to stand up and say, the fuck you are? You're not putting that in me. They didn't expect that. And so they figured
Especially
that plan
Canadians.
Would go on through. Yeah. Australians, they didn't expect anybody to stand up. They thought they had us all scared. And, you know, they showed people falling in the streets, just dying. So, I mean, they thought they had us all scared enough, and they didn't think that people were going to say no. And then when people started questioning it, they didn't expect people to wake up to it. So now they've created a whole new mass of people that are against them, that are actually woke. And, they didn't expect that. And that's why they're there this week. That's why they're there, doing what they're
and
doing.
And it's snowballing big time. It is snowballing like I have never seen before. Like, as soon as COVID came and everybody was at home and everybody got onto TikTok, I don't know if, like, TikTok planned this shit or what, but, like, you know what I mean? It woke a lot of people up, man. It woke a lot of people up. And it's still going. Like, it's crazy. The amount of followers that I get just so fast now, it's just unbelievable.
Imagine, Harsh, how many – Imagine how many followers you would have, Hirsch, if they kind of just allow you to speak. You know, it's pretty sad now
yeah.
that, you know, you got to use he, they, them, I. They, like, you can't say he or she. Something that's been good for 200 years. Listen, let's get it straight for anybody listening that may be confused. If you were born a man, you're a man. If you're born a girl, you're a girl. Anything outside of that is a mental disorder. And it is what it is. There's only two genders. Now, I'm not saying what you identify as. I mean, that, you know, I can sympathize with how you want to live your life. That's up to you, you know. But
yeah,
I'm talking about biology. Now, I'm not talking about what we identify or anything else. But I'm talking about, you know, the craziness of, you know, making everybody accept something. They tell us to trust the science. How can we trust science of people that think they're 52 genders? I mean, I don't get it.
I don't either, man. We're like the laughing stock of the world right now. The Western world is like the laughing stock. Everyone's laughing at us. It's a fucking circus over here. Like, fucking, what are we doing? It's fucking, it's mind-blowing. I don't understand it. It's getting worse. My wife picked me up beer for the long weekend. And they didn't, like, our beer store, like, collapsed or the roof fell in. So, like, we got this crazy beer trailer thing. And it was a long weekend. They didn't have enough beer there. So she got me Bud Lights, Tall Boys. And she knew right away as soon as she grabbed them. They had rainbows all over them and then just pronouns written all over the can.
Oh, God.
I had the beer. I'm on my second beer. And then I looked down at it. And I was reading it, and it was like him, her, thee, they, fucking all these weird ones, X-E-X-E-R. Like, I was like, what the fuck even is that? Like, I kind of get the other ones, but, like, what the fuck is that one? They're just throwing fucking weird shit out there now. Like, just, like, they're putting kitty litter boxes in public schools because kids identify as fucking cats. Like, what?
Get them to the
like,
fucking
fuck,
bed.
Man.
Birthing person. Have you seen that?
That is the truth, Michael. They're putting litter boxes in schools for people who identify as cats. You know, we got Russians over there wrestling with bears, preparing for war, and we got people here worried about pronouns.
No, I know.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
It's disgusting. They're trying to take away
the
word mother.
It's going to end up being like a hate crime if you end up saying something about it. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, no. If you die and someone digs you up 100 years down the road, there's going to be two different kinds of crotches in those bones. It's either a female crotch or a male crotch or a pelvis or whatever you want to call it. But, like, there's two. There's not going to be, like, a little golden tag that you went around your pelvic bone and says they, them. Science is going to say that's a male, right, just looking at it. DNA testing will do the same.
Exactly. They're trying to take away the word mother. They're trying to replace it with birthing person. And that women are going to have to stand up. But, you know, I say women are going to have to stand up. I have more women on my page that are ready to stand up and go fight for their babies than I do men. It's crazy. I can't believe how many women patriots there are. They're mama bears. They're not just patriots. They're just pissed off. They want their kids to be left alone. So it's crazy. And
I could attest to that, Michael. You know, majority of my followers, same thing, women patriots. And I mean real, real patriots. You see, they see the future for their babies if they don't stand up and do something here. I mean, when you have Russia come out and say that we are a godless society, Russia telling us in the West, you know, we want to believe it, accept it, or whatever. You know, our values, our life, was built on the Christian Bible. And, you know, we've always had God as the center of our life. And whether you be religious or not, I mean, that's not it. But, you know, God as a whole has been a big part of how these countries were established. And now you have, you know, heathens over in Russia, you know, basically calling us a godless society. And, I mean, the evidence is there. You can't say they're wrong.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's not. You know, a minute ago, Hirsch said that the world's laughing at the West. You know, I think most of the world's scared because I think most of the world's looked over here for years and seen us as the leaders. And now they look over here and see what's going on and what they're showing them. And I think the world's probably pretty scared right now. They know if North America falls, you know, if we fall, they know that the rest of the world's going to fall. I think, you know, I imagine a lot of people are scared when they watch their news and they see that we've allowed our election to be stolen and that we've got a bumbling fucking potato on our news that can't even, you know, finish a sentence. He needs to be in a home. I think that they see that, and they see weakness. They see how weak we are. You know, they thought we were strong, and I don't think people expected this out of us. I didn't expect it out of us.
RPM can't speak off the whim. RPM memorizes the fuck out of every speech. If he's going to say something and he has to start over and say it again, it is exactly word for word verbatim of what he was going to say. He's got that. He's sitting at home memorizing exactly what he's going to say. Someone's giving him lines, that guy. I'm telling you. You watch that shit.
Yeah.
He's done it before where he's had to start over, and it's the exact same thing. Like, he's got that thing memorized. He's practiced it 32 times in the fucking mirror, that guy.
Can't even start in the middle. He has to start over just to get it going. That's crazy, man. I laugh, but it's fucking sad.
I've seen it a few times, this is all memorization. Like, he's not like Trump, where Trump is just, you know, Trump would just wing it, right? And that's awesome. And you
Hell
can
yeah.
tell that's genuine.
Yeah.
But, you know, Michael, you are right. You know, America falls. It has a lot of countries worried. And, you know, America is going to fall. And that's the hardship, and that's the reality. Because the American dollar is built on nothing. So, you know, that's a part of this great reset. They got to crash that dollar in order, you know, that is, if they don't crash it, I mean, you know, inflation's going to be so high, you'll be able to take your dollar bills and use them as wallpaper. I mean, that is going to happen. There's no doubt that that's going to happen. And the world's currency is based on the U.S. dollar. That's why they had.
Yeah.
That's why they invaded Iraq. That's why they invaded Libya. That's why all these places were going to change from oil, from the petrodollar to the gold denom. When that happens, you know, the American dollar sinks, so America goes in there and fixes the problem. But the thing is, the problem's gotten so far out of hand now, they can't fix it anymore.
Yeah. They don't want to. They want to go to the one world currency. How do they do that if they fix our problems? They can't. They have to break our fucking system to introduce theirs and to make people think. You know, I've got a lot of videos saved. I watched a lot of videos on that World Economic Forum. I listened to it today live, and so every time I heard something interesting, I just clicked over and started screen recording. And this is what they're talking about. They're talking about the system, you know, basically everything crashing, and they're talking about introducing the one world currency. They're talking about how good it's going to be and how people are going to trust the central banking system. And, I mean, this is exactly what they're talking about over there right now for the next few days, about us crashing and about the economy crashing. This is what they're going to do to us. We know it. They always tell us what they're going to do before they do it, and they're over there fucking just – literally playing a movie out right now, telling us what they're going to do over the next few months. It's fucking sad.
Satanic stuff. They have to tell us what they're going to do before they do it, whether it's in a movie or in a comedy skit or whatever. They have to put it out in the ether before they do it. That's why they always say symbolism will be their downfall.
Yeah, I think now they've just gotten so old, they just tell us what they're going to do. They just blatantly tell us. They lay it out there. They did it with COVID, and then COVID fucking magically appeared and happened. And, you know, they're doing it with the monkeypox now. And,
I heard Microsoft has a game that was out, and it was a monkeypox pandemic game or something like that, and it started in April of 2022 or something. I haven't fact-checked that one or anything like that, but I heard that there was a Microsoft game that had this exact same scenario in it.
I'm going to have to check that one
out. You got to remember that is true about Satanists. They have, that's what's part of the power that they receive, is telling you in a discreet way that what they're going to do, or non so discreet way. You look now, yep. They're all telling us it's going to be another pandemic. All of a sudden now, monkeypox. You know, it was not the killer hornets, it's the monkeypox. And listen, I don't care what they send. The days of lockdown, the days of pandemic, it's over. You had your chance. You blew it. You ruined the economies. You've hurt lives. You know, the people are sick and tired. They've had enough. They don't care what you come out with. You know, my stance on it, listen, you want to stay home, lock yourself up, live in a bubble, have at it, you know. Have people deliver your stuff and spray off the bottom of their boots with alcohol, whatever it is. But you leave us the hell alone. Some of us got to go to work. Some of us got a family to provide for and get on with life, you know. I'm not going around wrapped up in a mask and all this so you could feel safe. You know, the liberals are all worried about life until it comes to the womb.
That's right. That's why I made that post the other day. I told them, I don't care if you come out with smallpox, monkeypox, chickenpox, rabbit pox, elephant pox. I don't give a fuck. You know, gonorrhea, herpes. Yeah, you come out with gonorrhea, herpes. I'm going to trust my fucking immune system before I trust anything any of these fucking pharmacists put out. I don't, or pharmaceutical companies. I don't trust it now. I don't even want to get my four-year-old his four-year-old shots. I know they're going to ask when I take him to the doctor in a couple weeks, and I don't even want to fucking do it. I don't know what the fuck.
I
know, man. I don't know what the fuck. You know, before
you and I worry about that shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm totally scared to do it now. And he's got to have it if he wants to join the public school system in 2 years. But, you know, fuck, are we even going to have a public school system in 2 years? I mean, I don't know where the fuck.
Well, you know, the public school system.
I pulled my daughter out of school.
Yeah, the public school system is so perverted, so perverse. I mean, my kids are in private school. You know, I have to work the extra to pay for it. But it is what it is. When the vaccines come, you know, depending on how you feel about how the doctor advises you on it, you know, I don't tell someone where to stand when it comes to those things. But, you know, the way I did it with my kids was I spread them out. You know, they got like 50 different ones. Now they want to jam in a 9-year-old or 9-month-old. It's like, no. You know, you can give them the same ones I had when I was a kid, and that's it. You know, and, you know, that's kind of my
stance. Smart way to do it.
You know, I just, spread it out. Like, it's too much for them, I think, for the little systems.
Yep, and are they even giving them, the kids, the same thing they gave us when we were kids? Are they giving them the same thing? What are they? I just don't trust any of it now. And they did this.
There's
to
just
me.
So many of them.
I wasn't against vaccines before this shit came out. And now that they pushed it so hard and then all, you know, 8,000 pages of fucking side effects come out or 80,000 pages, I don't trust any of it now. And then they're still pushing for the vaccine now, knowing the side effects. They're having to come out with other fucking pandemics because of the side effects.
They
the
knew.
The first vaccine,
they,
you know what I mean?
They knew, guys. They knew.
They knew. Yeah.
They had
still
that
know.
Information, and they were just keeping it from us. They knew the whole time. That's why the data sheets were blank. That's why everything was fucking pushed so hard so fast to get everybody to chew it up before the narrative fell apart. Because they knew it was going to fall apart at some point. And they didn't think that there was going to be this big of a test group. And the test group is us, the ones that didn't get it. Right? And they didn't think there was going to be that much. So then when everybody's immune system just starts ramping down, T1 cells start dropping, and then people just start getting sicker than shit because their immune system is garbage. And a lot of different things are going to make them sick. But if all of us got it, they'd just be like, oh, it's a new fucking virus. Woo! Everybody's going to get sick because of it. But no, everybody's fucking immune system is low and all the same. So you're way more susceptible to fucking anything that comes along or anything they maybe throw out there, you know what I mean, if that's what they're doing. But, like, fuck, man, like, they knew this shit, and they fucking pushed on it, and they're still pushing the kid stuff, like, hard right now. And fucking that's so sad that people are so brainwashed, and there's going to be lineups, you know, there's going to. It just makes me fucking hurt inside,
you know? Listen, that is one of the hardest things for me to see, that people, and not only do they line their kids up for it, but they pass it all over Facebook, like they're getting a badge of honor. And I'm just thinking, like, these are kids that, you know, my kids all had COVID, right? And, you know, COVID's serious, and I wouldn't say that it's not. But at the end of the day, they all had it, they all got over it, and they were just fine. Whereas, you know, you put a foreign substance in like this vaccine, it's not like other vaccines. You know, a vaccine usually ends, you know, when you took the vaccine for mumps and measles and all these things and polio, it eradicated. It was a vaccine. It ended it. This here, you know, when they tell you, when they turn around and say, well, you won't get as sick. I mean, how the hell you know that? We haven't had any tests long term to find out if someone wouldn't get as sick when most people don't get as sick anyways.
Yeah. And wait over the next 5 years, man. I think it's going to be astonishing. I think the rise in heart attacks, the rise in deaths, I think it's going to be very, very shocking to people. You know, we've already
Especially the more boosters they get.
Oh, yeah, man. And these kids, I think these kids are going to have a lot
Pfizer,
of problems.
That guy that stepped down, he stepped down from Pfizer, and then he's been out there pushing the truth or what he says is the truth, and he helped make all that shit. And then he stepped down, and then he's like, I can't do this no more, man. He's like, this is fucked up. He's like, don't give this shit to your kids. Do not give this shit to your kids. He said, don't take it. And he said that your life expectancy goes down every booster you get. So, like... Yeah. I'm going to trust that fucking guy, right? He left.
Then
the biggest wealth transfer in that company's history, and he left before all that shit so that he could tell us that this shit fucked up, right?
Now, you know, anybody listening who has given their child, you know, we understand you listen to your doctor and we're not trying to cut you up in any way or, you know, best thing for you to do is you just pray over them and they'll be okay. Because, you know, one thing about this, I do believe that there was a lot of saline that went out there too, you know, basically
there was,
nothing. Because you can't have everybody dropping off, you know. It would be very, very easy to catch on. But this was the biggest clue in all of this wasn't 80,000 pages that they dropped. It's what they told the SEC. And if you read what was in their shareholding meetings about this vaccine, it would blow your mind. You know, they knew that they couldn't prove. This was in the SEC filing. They knew that they could not prove the efficacy of this vaccine. So they knew that they couldn't prove it, so they were basically had to come forward and tell the shareholders, listen, this is based on the emergency order. Once that goes, we don't know if we could prove it and so on. So all of this was in that filing. That was a big, big thing for them to come out and say, and, you know, people just gloss over it like it's nothing.
Yeah, 12% efficacy is what it had. And like Harsh said, they knew the effects that it was going to have on pregnant women. They knew it. From the very beginning, they knew it. And they still pushed it. They're still pushing it today. Yeah, and they're still pushing it today. And that it makes me sick. And when I'm talking about it, I'm not trying to talk bad to anybody that got it because I pray for you guys every day. I'm just really pissed off that they pushed it on you guys and that people felt the need to get it and that y'all got it. You know, it makes me really sad. It makes me pissed off at them. Like Chad said, a lot of people got saline. A lot of people didn't actually get the vaccine, and there's just no telling. But, you know,
There's no way they can make that many billions of doses. They've given out 11.5 billion doses worldwide. There's no way. Do the math. You know what I mean? So they're pumping out saline. That was what their control was supposed to be, right? All the people that got saline was supposed to be the control, but they think they got it, right? So they, you know, they were supposed to be the control, but now the control is too big. And now in Europe, they're starting to report that they lied about how many people are actually vaccinated. So I'm assuming it's blown out of proportion in Canada, too, because I always felt that we're not 80, 90% or whatever they're saying. I have a feeling
you know
that it's way lower than that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's probably more like 30 to 40% probably. And I think here in the States,
yeah,
you know, they were trying
to
present.
Yeah, and then I know a lot of people that are not getting another one. They're done. They got their two, and they're like, fuck this shit. I'm done. It's not guinea pig 4, 5, 6. We're done. So they're like, if I can't fucking fly because they cancel my fucking vaccine passport, then fuck it. I'm done, too. I'll be sitting here in Canada stuck with you, bud.
That's right. My mom is a nurse. My mom, my sister, I've got three sisters. I've got two grandmas. They're all nurses. But my mom and my sister are the head nurses in my county. And they are the ones that were in charge of doing the vaccines. My mom quit her job. She after the first 3 weeks, people were supposed to come back for the boosters. You know, they did shots. Like 10 people didn't come back for the boosters. My mom kind of looked into it. They weren't alive anymore. And my mom, she had depression over it. She had anxiety. She still does. But she quit her job. She couldn't do it. She could not give people the vaccine knowing that it wasn't good for them, you know, and she still feels bad that she gave it to them. And I tell my mom, you know, you didn't ask nobody to come take that. They lined up for it, you know. They came to you for it, you know. But once she figured out what was going on, she quit her fucking career, you know. She went to school while I was in high school. She went to college for this. Worked her ass off, you know. Worked her way all the way up to the lead nurse in our county and quit her job because she knew what she was doing wasn't moral and had to quit. And so, I mean, I give her heads up. You know, I give my mom props for that, but, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, we need more people like we need more people like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of them,
your mom, Michael, is a great patriot. I mean, we all know that. She's in there. She follows me on all my stuff, and, you know, I can't believe she's your mother. I don't understand how she could have 41-year-old. It don't make sense.
41-year-old.
She do not.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah, my mom's
she's only
58. My mom had me when she was 17, so she had my older sister when she was 16. My mom was a little promiscuous, you know. They didn't have nothing to do back then. You know how it was, Chad. No. But,
literally,
they had nothing to do. They didn't have nothing to do back in the 60s and the 50s, you know? My mom, you know, she thought I was crazy for the longest time, but now she's definitely on board, and she's been prepping, and she's into it, man. She takes Freedom's his classes. She took, I think, every one of his prepping classes that he does. She's definitely a patriot.
Oh, nice Freedom stick.
Yeah. He holds his monthly classes once a month. He holds a class on there. Go to MrFreedomStick.com, and you can see he's got his classes on there once a month, and he does prepping classes. You know, teaches people.
Cool.
You know. Yeah, it's pretty badass. My mom, she loves it, man. I've got a couple friends on TikTok that told me, hey, man, I know that you and Freedom are friends and you think you know everything, but if you go watch this class, he's like, you're going to learn a lot. And I was like, no shit? He's like, oh, yeah. He said, I thought I knew everything. I was just supporting him. But he said, no, man. He said, I was very in tune to what was going on. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I might check that out. I know a lot of shit, but
Yeah, that's what my buddy said. He said, I thought I knew everything, and he said, I know you think you know everything, but once you go watch this class, you're going to learn a whole shitload of stuff you didn't know. But, you know, Freedom's ex-military. He was in the military for 21 years, and he ran special operations, and he did all kinds of badass stuff, man. Listen to his stories, man. He's a bad son of a bitch. So, yeah. There's my Mr. Freedom.
I think I've seen one of his videos that he posted about his monthly class.
Yeah, those videos usually don't get much traction, just like the ones that I make for the radio show. Usually when I make one for the radio show, they just give me a violation. So,
really?
And
I can't promote it.
Patriots Without Borders. The minute I write Patriot down on anything, even if it's a comment, you know, when I started my other channel there, I don't even go back in there anymore. As soon as I wrote Patriot, I didn't even have it finished typing it. Violation, you know, danger, losing account. Wouldn't allowed to edit my bio for like 3 days. I mean, it was.
Really?
They do not like that word on TikTok.
No, they don't.
They don't like
I'm surprised that hashtag is going as crazy as it is, man. That thing's just flying. It's probably, I told everybody I was trying to get a million by the end of the weekend. Didn't quite get there, but it's popping off. I don't know, 600,000 maybe now or something? That's in like a week and a bit.
Yeah, Chad could just put it on a video tonight. We'd have a million, you know. No big deal.
Yeah. Come on, Chad, get on the bandwagon.
I would be on the bandwagon, too. The TikTok man.
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely pulled mine down. They pulled mine down, and I had to put a new one up, and then I actually won the appeal on that one. But it was just popping off, and then they always do that. They just to suppress it, right? It had 10,000 views in, like, an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
And then once they gave the video back, it was down to 3,000 views. And then it took a while to climb back up there. But I was like, they stole all those fucking views, too, and all the likes that went along with them. I'm sure of it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I've got a video that I made the other day. I look back, and it has, like, 53 duets, I think, but it only shows 2,000 likes. You're telling me 53 people duetted that video, but only 2,000 people liked it? That's just insane to me. Like, you know,
yeah,
some of the people
some
that
of them
duetted
got, like, 300 shares and then like maybe like 10 comments, and you know what I mean, it just doesn't make sense on some of them.
It doesn't, man. I've literally seen them take likes away from a video though, and views. I'll be on a video and see that it had 19,200 views or something, and then I go back and it's like at 13,000. I'm like, what in the hell?
Yeah,
I gotta start screen.
I've had
that
happen.
It's crazy.
Yeah, then
I
your phone will be full of screenshots.
I did the one on abortion, and, I mean, it went to 455,000. I mean, everybody was mass reporting it, but I wasn't saying nothing that wasn't true, so they couldn't take it down, they couldn't stop it. It was on a roar, and that one probably would have got 5 or 6 million, no doubt, because of how fast it hit 450,000. And what did they do? They killed the sound on it. I got mass reported by those leftists here. You know, the little... I don't even want to give them any points, but, you know, she put it up there, and then all of her friends, and that's why they do it. They make notice, so they're telling their followers, okay, go attack this person. And that's what they do.
Yeah.
So they went in, took 4 or 5 videos down, you know, and it was all for stupidness. But that video, they couldn't stop it. So what happened? TikTok took a sound.
I've had one like that, too, where they just took my, and it said that the sound was copyrighted. I'm like, bro, that is me. I'll copyright that shit if I want to, but you don't get to take it away from me.
No shit. Do you have any fake accounts, Harsh? Anybody made a fake account of you yet?
Oh,
no, I don't, not that I know of.
Oh, you haven't made it. You haven't made it yet, then. Tell they copy you and you get your own stalker, according to Michael. Once you get your own stalker, then you know you made it.
Then you've made TikTok famous. Yeah. I've got two accounts.
I got trolls. I got lots of trolls. My blog list,
they get
built up pretty quick.
Yeah, you don't get a 12.0 account without having a lot of trolls, man. I just can't believe that TikTok won't take fake accounts down. I've reported these accounts probably, you know, at least 100 times, man, and they won't do nothing about it. If I make a fucking video saying that this account is fake and that they are impersonating me, I'll get taken down for bullying and harassing it, and I'll appeal it, and they won't give me my video back. They'll tell me that I bullied and harassed this troll. No, man. I probably had 4 violations on one of those accounts that, you know, that they took away from me the other week. I had 4 or 5 violations just telling people that those were troll accounts. So now I just leave it alone. But, you know, they were messaging people. people, you know, they've got 500-600 followers at least, and they were messaging people and lewd stuff. I had girls messaging me on my account saying, hey, this isn't you, is it? No, that's a fake account. Okay, well, I didn't think that that would, you know, that's something you would say. And I'd be like, what were they saying to you, you know? But, yeah, they were saying bad stuff. They're just trying to defamate my character, I guess, you know. But it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But TikTok won't take them down. You know, they just leave it up. But they'll take my accounts down for nothing.
And those guys got like 2 or 3 followers, right? They got nothing. It's like, I don't know, whether they're the losers in school or whatever, and they just got to, you know, troll. Like, I don't know what people get out of that. I don't know. I don't understand. I never go over to the left side or follow any of these guys and go over there and report their accounts and go and make foul comments and wish harm upon them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just doing my thing over here, guys. Like, you guys do your thing over there. But they wouldn't have a thing if we didn't have a thing. You know what I mean? So, like, we are
yeah.
the thing.
We are
so,
their
like,
thing. You're right.
It's kind of a compliment, guys, really. Like, it's a nice compliment, you know. Thanks, guys. Thanks for boosting my algorithm and, you know, coming in and making a whole bunch of comments on my live so it boosts it out there and I get more followers in and more followers to add to my pile of followers that I can spread my message to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't realize that every time they ban you, you make new followers. Your old followers find you, but you make new followers. And then not only do you make new followers, you're making American followers. I'm making Canadian followers, like, every time they ban me.
Yeah.
So it's almost kind of, you know, every few months, it's like, okay, all right, I guess I needed to start over. And every time I start over, I find new badass Patriots. And, you know, a lot of them that were following me before, they didn't interact with me, and they weren't – the ones that interact with me, those are the ones that come back every time. And every time I know within the first 2 days, I have 2,000 followers, and those are the ones that I always see on my page. You know, and it just keeps growing from there. But, yeah, we've got some loyal people. We've got some – there's a lot of good Patriots. But TikTok doesn't realize every time they ban us, they make us stronger. They really do.
Oh,
I swear they do.
With
they,
that Patriots without borders, man, I'm finding them all over the world. All over the world, people are, like, commenting from all these crazy countries and places and everything, and it's just amazing.
That's badass. I'm going to start using it. I saw your video the other day, but I was at the lake house. And I can barely post out there, man. I barely have service. And but, yeah, I forgot to use it. I'm going to start using it. We'll see if they take my account, you know.
If you get it taken down, I've already set the precedent. It'll probably pop back up. My buddy, he reposted it. Oh, here comes my son.
Hey,
hey, I'm on the radio show. I'll talk
Wait,
to you.
Are
you? Yeah.
That's cool.
Bye. But yeah.
Hi, son.
He just got home. He just got home from his mom's for the weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, you were saying
you know,
got people using it all over, huh?
Well,
sorry,
you know,
what's that?
you were talking about trolls there, Michael, and you know, I find like for me, I just block. Block, 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 block. I got more blocks than followers.
I guarantee I've got as many people blocked as I'm following back. You know, I'm following back, I think, you know, every time I start following back, they give me a damn follow back ban, but I think I've got probably 450 people, 500 people followed. I guarantee you my block list is that high already. Because for some reason, those fucking trolls that were on my old accounts, they find me faster than my followers do, man. I see them commenting first. I'm like, holy shit. Did you just, like, look for my name and find my new account that fast? Did TikTok send you an alert and tell you, hey, 3Rows made a new account? I don't know how the hell they find me that fast. But, yeah, they find me faster than my loyal friends do.
I got a few like that, and they'll be the first ones commenting on my posts, and then it's just like, oh, there's that Explolet guy. Boom, block him right away. He's got 4 comments because he hasn't been able to see my shit for 2-3 weeks, however my last account lasted, you know what I mean? So as soon as he sees me on the FYP, he just starts lighting it up, and I'm just like, oh, there you are. See you later, bud. Oh, yeah.
See you later. They
every,
know they're going to get
every new
mad.
Account.
I told Chad, though, have you ever made friends made friends with a troll on TikTok?
No, not yet.
No? I think I've had at least 5 or 6 trolls pretty heavy trolls that literally, like, came and said, hey, man, I'm sorry. Like, you know, they were trolling me on my lives, and instead of blocking them on my live, I just muted them. And so they stayed there so they could keep talking shit. But by the time they wanted to talk shit again, they actually heard some truth and made sense to them. So they friend me and messaged me, hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come in there and troll you, you know. Like, you made sense, and I'm going to start following you. I'm going to go look at your videos. And I'm like, okay, awesome, you know.
Well, that's cool. I never mute them. I usually just leave them in there. But muting them might be a good thing because then they're more concentrated on what we're saying than what they're trying to type.
Yeah, because they don't leave the room when they get muted. They won't leave because they want to stay in there and talk shit again in 5 minutes when they get the unmute again. And like I said, a few of them, man, they had to sit there and listen. And instead of leaving the room, for some reason, they stayed there and listened and then said, hey, what you're saying actually makes sense. And I'm sorry for coming in there talking shit because you got me going to look up these food shortages or you got me looking up this. And I'm like, okay, wow, I just converted a troll. That's crazy.
Because they don't really see that on their side. So if they came to your live just to troll you, right, they're going to get some shit that they don't get on their news feeds and their news media and stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, 38 food factories have, like, burned or planes have crashed into them in the last 3 weeks. You know, like, wow, maybe that's why we're having food shortages. Oh, Bill Gates is now the largest landowner in the United States and we have food shortages. Whoa, that's mind-blowing, right? Oh, Bill Gates just made biomilk and we're having a huge formula shortage. What are the fucking odds of that? You know, like, fuck off. Like, this guy is just, he's just a death machine, that guy. And he's just making all that money. And a lot of his farmland all backs onto fresh water because I've been hearing for years that they're going to end up turning water into a commodity that's traded on the stock market. So Bill Gates, I think he knows that's coming, and I think he's buying up as much water property as he possibly can because he knows that there's anywhere that's got fresh running water, you can now sell that as a commodity, and any land attached to that there water is going to be worth a lot more money once those commodities become the hot item on the stock market. That's just a conspiracy theory that I've heard over the years, but, like, it kind of makes sense why he's doing it.
It makes total sense, man. Even here in Texas, I live in Texas. People think Texas is so free. They, you know, I live in the county, in the country, so we have a water well. Here about 4 or 5 years ago, they were trying to pass a law here to where we all had meters on our water well so that we would have to pay the county money for the water coming out of the ground. And they had really big pushback. A couple of those people got voted out that year, and I think they realized, wow, okay, they're not ready for this liberal bullshit. But, yeah, I mean, you're right, man. They're coming for our water. They're coming for our kids. They're coming for everything that we care about or need for life. They're coming for it.
Oh, yeah, our food most likely right now, like, you just wait until all these costs are realized by everybody this fall because all these farmers are taking that hit right now, and they're holding on to that debt, but that always gets passed on to the consumer. So their products are going to sell for higher. Then the truckers are going to have to put twice as much diesel or twice as much dollars for the same amount of diesel. All that shit gets passed down. So this fall, once all those tractors have to harvest everything and more diesel, and it's probably going to be even more expensive, right? These crops that they're putting in with the prices with fertilizer going up because of all this shit in Ukraine and Russia. You know what I mean? Like, it's all a plan, and it's all to raise these prices so that they eradicate the middle class and fucking starve everybody out.
Absolutely. Did you see the train that went down today full of fertilizer?
No,
in
I didn't.
The U.S.?
No. Oh, yeah, cargo train. Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, full of fucking fertilizer. Yeah, potash, yeah. And, I mean, it's made for, it's no surprise to me, though, whatsoever.
Nope.
None.
And that's what people don't understand. Well, I just did a post on that, actually. You know, that's what people don't understand. All this is attack on the food industry. It's going, you know, we had the 22 plants all mysteriously caught fire. Two got hit by a plane, which, you know, the odds are just out of this world. The odds aren't as bad as 9/11. And, so we have that happening. We have the high rates of fuel. Now we have the Union Pacific. I don't know if anybody heard of this one. Told Flying J they had to cut their fuel up to 20% or face embargoes. You know, so they're trying to slow down the delivery of fuel in the U.S. They're one of the largest. And, you know, they are purposely trying to mess with our food supply.
They're already running out of fuel in Washington State.
They're spraying pesticides around London and Toronto or something like that, and they're telling people to cover up their gardens or, so, I don't know, some crazy stuff that's going on, some gypsy moth, but they're just going to start spraying over these heavily populated areas. Pesticides?
Yeah.
Got to prove.
That's probably what they're putting out of these damn planes when they're flying over us already anyways. There's no telling, man. Flying over,
no way.
You know, it'd be totally clear. 8 a.m, it'd be totally clear, and then about 30 planes fly over with their damn trail behind them, and then it's cloudy and gloomy outside.
Yeah, I see it. I work outside all day. I see it all the time. Usually in the afternoon, they start coming.
Yeah, I had a guy on Facebook. I used to think that guy was crazy as hell. He used to talk about weather modification and chemtrails and this, that, and the other, man. And this was when I was just barely awake. You know, I was just awake to certain things. And, man, I thought that guy was crazy as hell, but I thought he was interesting, so I followed him, you know. And I'd kind of troll him a little bit, but I'd, you know, soak up half of what he had. He was a prepper, so I liked what he talked about most of the time. But, you know, some of the stuff he talked about then really makes a lot of sense to me now. And I'm going, damn, I guess old Mike wasn't as crazy as I thought he was, you know. But, you know, I put nothing past anything now. Anytime I hear anybody talking, I'll at least give them 20, 30 minutes, and I'll go do my own research afterwards and see, man, okay, that guy's not fucking crazy. It sounded crazy, but obviously he knew what he was talking about.
Well,
yeah,
listen,
I do that all the time, too.
Crazy. Here's something crazy. RPM has gotten caught now training the Azov, you know, the far right, as they say, the Nazis over in Ukraine. We have been training them. Okay, so we also know, you know, Biden and them, they're up to shenanigans down there. We don't know what they're doing. But could it be possible, you know, because the people that's crossing the southern border, coming over here now by the plane loads, are fighting age young men.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What were they trained for?
Blue helmets?
I don't know. You know, and then you got a company like Mary Brown. So Mary Brown started in Newfoundland, you know, one of my favorite chicken places. You know, they're offering, I'm just reading here now, $3,000 cash to help Ukrainians get settled, plus free flights for families. And they come here in Newfoundland, and they get a doctor right away. And I listen, I'm all for helping people. Don't get me wrong, you know. But there's Newfoundlanders that's been here, you know, for years and do not have a doctor and can't get one. They immediately get a doctor. They don't have to be vaccinated to fly anywhere in Canada. Meanwhile, Canadians born and bred here can't get on plane.
It's sickening.
It's insane. Yeah, it's insane. It really is. That's why I can't believe people are okay with it, Chad. I can't believe there's just not more people like us that want to speak out about it. You don't have to be crazy about it, but I can't believe there's not more people that are just tired of it and pissed off and want change.
See, when,
like said,
when they force the mandatory, like your passport, once they get that digital passport for everybody and they can turn your phone red, that's when more people will wake up. But it'll take that to get that digital passport going, because then the people that don't want to get 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, like remember, Justin Trudeau bought enough to get 11 to every person in Canada. So they have plans to give us all of those fucking vaccines, right? They paid for them. They're sitting there. We've already wasted a whole bunch, but they're coming. If we don't have them in storage now, they're getting produced, and they're going to make them. They're going to make us take them, or people are going to try and line up. But it's going to end up like the flu shot. That was a failed success too. Nobody, not enough people got it. Just the elderly, right? And a few other people that maybe got the flu really bad. But usually that stuff gave you the flu. So I don't know. I don't even understand why people took it. But like that wasn't enough of a moneymaker, guys. So like that's why they came up with this whole hoopla, right? Forced mandated vaccines. I've been hearing about this stuff for 20 years. I was scared of COVID at the beginning, first 2 weeks. And then as soon as they started talking about a worldwide vaccine that they're going to make, I was just like, hold the fucking truck. I was just like, no. I was like, I know about this shit. I was like, they're fucking doing it. I was like, oh my God. And then that's when I started getting on talking about this stuff online. Cause I was like, this needs to be known about, right? Like all this stuff is people, now is the time, right? Like this is the time when people need to know some truths about some of the shit that's going on. They don't need to know all. They just need to wake up to some, right?
Yeah, that's why, you know, I talked to Kramer, and Kramer was like, man, you got to quit bouncing all over the place with this shit and just start telling things that fucking matter right now, things that will piss people off and wake people up right now. He's like, so, yep, you know, forget this. Remind them about the corruption. Remind them about this. Remind them about this. And keep reminding them and keep telling them until enough people fucking wake up and say, okay, enough's enough. And that's what I tell people. I don't know how many more people I'm going to wake up, but I'm going to stay around and piss you all off until you're ready to stand up and say something. You know? That's all I got.
I'm there with you, brother. I'll be right there with you.
Yeah. But the people coming through our southern border down there, man, it's absolutely insane. I'm ready to take off a couple weeks. I would take my guys down there with me. If I could get enough people to go down there, I would like to fucking close the whole thing off, all the way from Arizona all the way through Texas. Close that fucking border off with Patriots. You know, that the D.C. deal with the truckers, man, I thought that was cool, but what if we could get enough Patriots in the United States together to go down there with our trucks, with our campers, with our trailers, with our Second Amendment in hand and say, you're not fucking coming through our borders. And if the drug cartel wants problem or wants beef, then I guess we'll go to war with the drug cartel. But, you know, I think that would be fucking awesome if we could get enough people together to go down there and literally close the border for 2,000 miles. You know, because that's what we've got open. We've got 2,000 miles of border between United States and Mexico that is open for anybody to fucking cross at almost any place they want.
Go ahead.
That's your future Biden voters coming across, dude. You can't mess with them.
Oh, man, What would they do? Like, what, you know, what would they do? I mean, we're just going down there to camp out at the border for a couple of weeks. What is it, you know? I mean, I don't know. It'd be very interesting, but there's a lot of farmers, a lot of Arizona farmers, and a lot of Texas farmers that have invited us down there and said, you guys can camp all over my fucking property. You come down here and protect this border, and we'll feed you. We'll you know, let you use our restrooms. And, I mean, these people are serious. They want their land to be protected. They don't want these people fucking walking across their properties with drugs and, you know, all this whatever, fentanyl and all this bullshit that they're coming across with. They don't want these people coming
across
the border.
All these leaders, they don't want strong borders, but they got fucking gates around their fucking houses, right?
They don't want strong borders for us, but they want strong borders for Ukraine. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely want to protect their borders. They don't want Russians coming through there. They don't want their investments being tampered with. They don't have enough interest.
Well, they're bringing all the votes across.
they know
it's going to be a red wave. They need as many votes as they can get, brother.
they can't get enough.
Let all of Mexico go in there, because they're going to need all of them to turn that red wave down.
They can't do it with the Mexicans, man. Did you not see the last red wave? The Mexicans at the southern border, there was literally counties at Texas southern border that have been blue for the last 40 years turn red in 2020. That's how I know that there is absolutely no way in hell, before 2,000 mules, before anybody said something, literally Trump turned at least 6 counties in Texas red that were blue for 20 to 30 years that were
awesome.
You know, Hispanic, that were Mexicans down there, and they voted for Trump. They don't want Democratic policies. They wanted Trump's policies in order. They knew that Trump's trying to close down the border, but they did not give a shit. They wanted the border shut down. They want people to come here legally. They want people to pay taxes. They want people to be in the system just like they are. So they're going to vote for that. And, you know, I think that was a big awakening for a lot of people right there. But that's how I knew right off the bat that there was no fucking way Joe Biden won. If Trump could turn different nationalities that voted liberal for several fucking years, if he could turn them red, there's no way Joe Biden won all those votes. Absolutely no way.
Well, you look now what they found with his Twitter followers. There's over 20 million of his followers were fake. You see, and that's why with this Elon Musk, they all got scared. If you notice, your Rachel Maddow, all these big left-wing people all lost followers. Meanwhile, the conservatives all gained followers.
By the thousands, man. They were gaining followers.
I didn't hear about that.
Thousands.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. There was, I think Donald Trump Jr. was gaining like 20,000 followers a day. And before, he was only gaining like 1,800. And then who was it that lost all the? I think Kamala Harris, I think Joe Biden, they were losing 20, 30,000 followers a day after
I believe that.
He had 21 million fake followers. It's the same thing on YouTube. The guy had so many dislikes, they had to remove the button.
They
kept
propping
up his videos, right? I mean, he would have the White House address there and nobody tuned in. Meanwhile, Trump had it. I mean, it was just, you know, nobody believes that Joe Biden won that election. Nobody. Even the left who wants to believe it knows that he didn't. I mean, you got Kamala Harris. She polled at 1%. The only reason she's even vice president because she's corrupt to the core. I mean, you look at her now, she just got a book deal.
She's extreme.
And you know it. You know it, and I know it. There ain't nobody reading Kamala Harris's book. I doubt she even wrote it. You know, some island town in the Philippines, Fiverr.com, wrote that book, right? There's no way she wrote a book. And there ain't nobody reading it if she did. So,
if she
she got 450,000. Well, you know, it's a true story. The reason I mentioned that, my brother thought he was going to get into the romance novels. He's always making money online, you know? And he got someone in the Philippines for $5, $100. It was on Fiverr.com and wrote a novel for him. And he tried to sell it on Amazon. It was a funny story, but it's true.
Wow. That's crazy.
Imagine
that
book took off.
Oh, man. Yeah, she probably did get somebody on Fiverr to write it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, and that's the story. Listen, these people are frauds. They're all frauds. I just watched one then where Ozzy now have, over in Australia, they have recordings of voting fraud, people talking about it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I'm going to tune back into it later. See, all these places that push this all come in under suspicious circumstances. We have Trudeau, suspicious, Biden, suspicious, Marcone, suspicious. I mean, you know.
WEF.
Yep.
Yeah. The Great Reset, guys, is just a new name for the New World Order.
That's it, man. That's it. I've been.
And some of them are still calling it the New World Order.
Yeah, they are. I've been watching the shit on the New World Order and the Great Reset since about 2008, and I didn't believe a lot of it until Obama was elected, and I seen him, you know, signing legislation into place, and I'm going, okay. I started looking back at Bush and looking how corrupt Bush was, and Bush Jr., Bush Senior, and I'm going, wow, I can't believe that it took me that long to wake up. And, you know, I tried to stick my head back in the sand for a couple of years because there just was nobody awake around me. Everybody thought I was fucking conspiracy nut, thought I was crazy. And, you know, it wasn't until
I was quiet for a few years, brother.
Yeah, it wasn't until I got back on TikTok and realized that there was a lot of people that were awake, and I started getting back into it. My wife was like, oh, God, you're going back into conspiracy nut again. And I'm like,
my wife,
I was like, no. And once I started showing my wife articles and stuff about COVID and showing her stuff, she was like, wow, this is insane. Like, you're showing me this, and they're telling us this on the news. I just watched it earlier, and I'm like, yeah, babe, like, this is real. They're lying to us. And so now my wife, you know, she doesn't think I'm crazy. She's on board. She doesn't get into it like I do. But if I tell her something, she listens to me, and she takes warning. And she knows that I'm not
bullshitting
my wife, too.
More. Exactly. She still likes her, like, you know, fancy type life with the girls and all the stuff, and you know what I mean? She still likes that stuff, but like, she lets me prep and she lets me do all this crazy stuff. Like, this weekend I just started digging out for a Wallapini greenhouse so I can grow stuff year round. Parting in the ground. So I dug it out all with the Kubota today and got it all ready to go. I ordered my plastic and my wiggle wire and everything's ready to go, so maybe I'll have some videos of that thing coming up soon.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, dude. I want to do that. I need to do that now. That'd be awesome. I got me a Kubota, too.
It'd be nice. I did a bunch of research on it, and I don't know, so I'm going to give it a shot this winter and see if I can grow stuff through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
My wife still thinks I'm crazy.
Does she? Even though,
yeah, it'll take
even
some
though,
time. It'll take some time. Kat, I don't think that you're as crazy as me and three rows, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know?
No.
So, like, you know, my wife always thought I was crazy about all this stuff. But then once COVID came out and I was calling everything months in advance, I was like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. I'm posting on my Facebook so I could go back and, like, prove to everybody, like, look. I posted this. I said this was going to happen, and this shit's happening, right? And I woke up a lot of my friends in my friend circle that way because they seen all my shit on Facebook. And then they're like, dude, you're just killing it. And I was just like, I told you fucking guys.
You can only get so far, though, on Facebook, you know? You can get, you know, 150, 200 people, or you can get on Facebook groups and wake people up. But, man, the people that are already on the group are already awake. That's what I like about TikTok, man, is the trolls that I woke up and just people. I like people coming to me and saying, hey, man, like, wow, you just made some sense to me, and I'm going to have to look into this.
Not patriot. When you get a video popping, like, it goes out to groups that, you know, that aren't, it might not be in that algorithm, you know what I mean? It might just send it out to a random group, and then boom. You might get one follower out of that, and then you might get three or four of their friends, because now they're sharing your video to their buddies on Messenger, you know what I mean? And then now they're following you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's an infectious disease. It's like our virus, you know?
Hey, patriotism is very infectious. It is, man. It is. We woke a lot of people up. We don't know how many people we've actually woke up, but I can tell you, it's a lot. And we may not have woke them up, but we helped get them there.
Oh yeah, man! Everybody's videos helps, man. And like, over since I started doing this on TikTok, I don't know, I think it was January around Christmas time, something like that, this year. And then it's even from then, the amount of new people that are making content, you know what I mean? And then I'll find, like, just some random lives, and I'll just go and pop in with these lives that they're talking about the stuff we talking about. So, like, you got to think, like, we have our group here, but, like, there could be 30 of those little groups out there on TikTok that we don't even know about, guys. You know what
there
I mean?
Is.
Or, like,
there is.
You know, so, like, yeah, and, like, I've started finding little pockets of it here and there, right? And now some of those people that were in those pockets are now in our circle. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a cool fucking transition that's going on right now.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We just keep growing, but we were talking about our wives thinking we're crazy. I don't even think I woke my wife up. I think what woke her up is people in my comments. She won't listen to me, but she starts reading through my comments and she's saying, oh, well, this guy said this. I said, no shit, babe. That's what my video was about. And she's like, yeah, but he said this and this. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's exactly what I told you. And so I think that my commenters and my friends, followers woke my wife up more than I did because she'll listen to them or she'll read their shit and actually pay attention to them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
my
Chad,
wife,
your wife
my first,
board,
like, three accounts, and that was it. And now she doesn't even follow me anymore. She's just like, you're too hard
like,
to follow.
See
you know? It's just like, okay. She gets the real life version of it at home, right? Like I talk about this shit
her
all the time. She's my go-to.
I think that's why we kind of started doing TikTok videos, maybe so we didn't piss our wives and annoy them off so much.
Yeah, and Facebook is just a dead zone too. So you got to go somewhere.
Yep.
Well, and it just annoys her now. I spent so much time on TikTok. Even my kids like, Dad. Yeah, you know, but you got to do your two or three a day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got to keep busy on it.
Yeah, I gotta catch myself sometimes and be like, okay, put the phone down, watch the kid jump on the trampoline, interact with them, and, you know,
yeah.
I expect the same thing out of them. I'm always like, hey, put your tablet down and go do this. So I need to listen to myself sometimes, but it's a good distraction from what's going on sometimes, but it's not whenever all the videos that you see are the stuff that you want to be distracted from.
Oh, yeah. If I ever go on my wife's TikTok like and start swiping, I'm just like, what is this? This is weird. You know what I mean? It's just like nothing that has to do with me, right? And I'm just like, oh, this is just wild that this is your TikTok. And then I'll give her my phone. I'll be like, you go swipe through that a few times. And she'll be like, yeah, I can't do that either. Give me my phone back. Yeah.
Get me off of Patriot TikTok, please.
Didn't you find out she got you blocked?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, Packing Patriot, he told me that he thinks his wife's his biggest troll. He said, I think sometimes she wants me to get off my phone, so she goes and reports my videos. I started laughing.
she's probably behind it all.
That's what he said. Oh,
she heard him in the other room making a bad comment. She's like, oh, that's a violation for sure. I'm going to get him.
She's even got a nickname for him. I'm going to have to ask if I can say his nickname on the radio, though, before I say it, because, damn, it's pretty embarrassing. Oh, shit. It's funny as hell. I think, it's pretty funny. But,
she's
his biggest troll.
We back to what we were talking about, you know, these meetings and stuff up there. I mean, you know, people forget you, George Soros. You know, these people got rich by, banking on economies crashing. And that's how George Soros got rich. How the U.S. allows him to operate these open societies and all these and fund these local DAs and the sheriffs. And, you know, he's in there purposely trying to bankrupt the nation. That's what he's going to get rich on. And yet, you know, the government just allows him to go freely and allow him to do it.
Yeah. That's crazy. Hey, I didn't realize that we had several people on hold. I've been talking and not paying attention to the board. I don't know where Mama Kim is, but I'm not paying enough attention. We've got Taylor Barker, which is the guy that owns Unplug Radio. I think we've got Jeremy on hold as well. And I'm not sure who else is on hold. But yeah, can we let let somebody in right quick?
Yeah, Kim must.
I'm going to let Taylor in right quick. I'm not sure. Yeah,
okay.
There we go. Hey, Taylor, how you doing, brother?
How's it going, guys? Good show.
Going good, man. I didn't even realize that y'all were on there. I'm just sitting out here talking and going. How are you doing, Taylor?
Oh, man, living the dream, man. I just called my buddy Jeremy tonight. I said, I've been dealing with a lot of stuff at home, and I said, hey, are those two fellas ever start that show? And he's like, man, they're on the air right now. I said, well, hell, let's call him up. Let's go listen to him for a while. But, no, I apologize. I hadn't been on here sooner. I just been pretty busy at home. My big rig got stolen, so I've been dealing with that. And it's just been a shit show, so here I am.
Oh, wow. But, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, you know what? I agree with a lot of stuff you're saying, man. You know, I don't want to sound like a fucking nuthead or nutcase from, you know, conspiracy land, but let me ask you a question, man. What would it take for me to convince you that I need to listen to everything that goes on in your house? What would it take for me to convince you of that? And I could probably answer that for you. Nothing. There's no way in hell you're going to let me listen to everything that goes on in your house. But if I could convince you that it's for the greater good, you'd be more ethical and say, well, you know what? He's got a point. You know, if I can convince you that it's going to save one of your kids' lives, you'd be like, you know what? Maybe it won't hurt. And what I'm talking about is the Patriot Act. You know, back in the day when, you know, what would it take Americans to agree to be spied on? Something for the greater good. And all of a sudden,
yep,
two planes hit a building.
Right. Absolutely.
Now we
yep,
have our attention.
Right.
And now it's for the greater good. We're like, you know, before that, be like, hell no. But now it's like, well,
yep,
you know what? I don't mind if it's for the greater good. And you can call me
yeah,
what you want to call me. I don't care, but prove me wrong. That's all I ask. Just legitimately and logically prove me wrong. And it's crazy
Taylor
because it started
was listening to me, man.
Yeah,
Jeremy,
I mean, this is crazy.
I knew without a shadow of a doubt that Taylor was listening to my conversations, my private conversations. I knew it. Now I know. He's the one who created the Patriot Act. I know it.
But
how
no,
you guys
man,
doing,
I
man?
Mean, one word order, man. I mean, we're getting closer and closer every day.
Yeah, like, you know, listen, this is, I mean, it's scripture. I mean, everything, I mean, it's insane. I mean, the one world government is here. They're pushing for it. You know, all these countries are aligning. What is making 196 countries come together now to sign this treaty? And, Taylor, I just want to say thanks a lot for letting us use your platform. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad to, man.
And Jeremy, you know,
I'm glad
y'all
are here.
You guys listening? You guys listening? Don't miss the disrespect. I'll make sure I get it right now, Jeremy. Disrespect the Trucker Show on Thursday night.
And he still messed it up. Chatty, I just can't trust you anymore.
What?
I'm just
Why
kidding, brother.
So hard? Why you make
It's the
so
disrespected
hard?
Trucker Radio Show. Yeah, it's all right.
Hey,
it's all good, man.
Hey,
man, I just got something to say, man.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that?
Uh-oh, somebody got on the switchboard.
Oh, we're losing control.
You've been hacked.
I've got to bring up something. You guys, you know, I love your content with what you guys talk about, obviously, because I've had you both on my radio show, and we're all patriots, and we all are awakened to what's going on. I come across something today. I was doing just some little bit of research, and I come across famous quotes by Adolf Hitler, and one of them was, "Tell a lie loud enough and long enough, and people will believe it." That came straight out of Adolf Hitler's mouth. Now, can you equate that with today's what's going on in today's world?
Well, that's
mainstream
media.
That's how they're doing it.
That is their
playbook. You know what's funny?
That is a constant thing over and over and over again.
You know what's
funny?
When
COVID started,
I tell people the same
all
thing.
It was. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Taylor.
I say the same thing, Jeremy, all the time. I say it a little differently. I say, if you make a big deal out of something, it becomes a big deal.
Yeah,
and
that's
I don't know how old you guys
happened.
Are, but I'll be 50 years old this year. And I remember as a kid, my doctor smoking in the exam room, lighting up a cigarette. I remember that, and I was just a kid in the 70s. But we've made such a big deal about smoking; it's become a big deal. Could you imagine if a doctor did that today?
Oh, man, school bus driver standing out there smoking.
Pipe.
Yeah. Because we've made a big deal. And now, so, and the reason I'm telling you this is because I had to go back and reevaluate a lot of the stuff that I believe. Because I have to know now, do I believe it because I was told? And somebody's made a big deal about it so much that I've made it a big deal? Or do I really believe it because it's the truth and it's legitimate, you know, on some of the beliefs? And, you know, like the other day, I'm against abortions. Not that it's, I know that's a different topic. But somebody told me something the other day that I had to stop my tracks. I'm like, fuck. I had to look at it a whole different way now because they asked me one question. And they said, that made me rethink my stance. And they said, I thought you was against a government interference. I thought you like less government. I'm like, I do. Then why are you inviting government into this? And I'm like, oh, well, that's a good question. You know what I'm saying? It should be between a woman and her doctor. But the legal system, you know, I studied criminal justice in college. You know, rape is against the law. Should that be between you and your doctor too, you know? No, it's a crime. And I just, you know, it opens up a whole new window of talk. And it made me think, but then when I thought it through, I'm thinking, I really didn't change my stance on it much because it's still, at a certain point, it's still a law being broken.
Murder. Yeah, in my eyes, it's murder. And it's
Well, you guys,
life term.
You want to look at it one way? Okay. So, you know, the whole abortion the argument between everybody. Look at it from this point of view. If I got out of my truck right now where I'm sitting at in Wisconsin and I walked up to a pregnant woman and I shot her and she was pregnant, obviously, like I said, and I killed her and her baby twice, I'd get charged for double murder. But it's not double. It's not a murder when the mom aborts it. So why is that? And I'm not saying I'm pro or I'm not saying I'm against. By the way, I am against abortion. I used to be pro-choice. But my buddy Tony kind of changed my mind on that with some of the points he brought up. But either way, what I'm trying to say is, why can they charge you for a murder when you shoot a pregnant woman or kill a pregnant woman and a baby dies, but the mom can abort that baby and not be charged with the murder? Is that not the same thing?
I can answer that.
You have a bill in California. You're allowed up to 28 days after birth. See, these people have always been
murder.
After to kill the babies. That's out and out murder, right? And that's what it's been about all along. You know, they stand for life. They want you to do the right thing. They want you to take the vaccine. They want you to be the champion of life, except when it comes for the womb.
So let's break this down from a different standpoint, okay? Okay, now, here's how I feel like if something's logical or not. Like, again, I studied criminal justice in college when I was younger. So that's kind of how my mind works. When I'm in a conversation with somebody and they say something, I just want to say, if Jeremy said, well, Tony said this, I'm going to be like, objection, Your Honor, hearsay in my head, you know. But I might say, hey, what's your source on that? What's Tony's proof? So I like to verify everything that's introduced as a fact. But here's like even with the truck drivers, let's talk about the exemptions, okay? And not to veer off the topic, but like I'm against the exemptions for the most part, because to me, two Americans are doing the same thing, and one of them's a criminal for doing it. It doesn't make sense to me. So. I look at it this way. Look at a law like stealing, okay? It's illegal for who? It's for everybody. So that's a good law. But when you make laws that are only good for one person and not another, then that's not a good law. The circle's broken, okay? For every action has to have a reaction, and laws like that have an action but no reaction, or vice versa. They have to have both, and they have to be a complete circle to actually make sense and be valid for everybody. So the abortion law, so what happens if the father wants to kill the kid? Can he do it? No, he can't. That's murder. Even if the wife agrees, it's you know
he
what I'm saying?
He can't walk away. He can't walk away from the baby without consequences either. Yeah, but he can't walk away either. He can't just walk away and say, I don't want nothing to do with you or the mom without having to pay child support for 18 years.
Exactly.
But they have the,
exactly.
the option to end the baby's life. It makes no sense to me.
So how can the wife – so that's what I'm saying. It doesn't work, so it's broken. It doesn't – the philosophy doesn't – the circle's not complete. You see what I'm saying? What applies to one person doesn't apply to everybody, only one person. So it doesn't work.
Yeah, I've never looked at it
like
that.
That makes sense.
It doesn't work.
And then you know what? I'll tell you another thing, and my wife and me disagree with this, but I have a hard time – and this is not – from the standpoint of not protecting children, but it's the hypocrisy of the government. Okay, look at I don't believe that children should be tried as adults because they're not adults. And the opposite of that is, how many adults do you know have been charged as children? None. It's never happened. So you can't charge. Why would you charge children as adults if you can't charge? For every action, there has to be an opposite, right? It has to, or it doesn't work. Now. So children, you say a 16-year-old has sex with a 22-year-old, okay? A crime has been committed. For who? How come both of them aren't charged with a crime? Just one person is. They're both equally guilty, even if it's consensual. So if it's consensual, both are equally guilty. But the government says the 16-year-old isn't capable of making that choice. But then turns right around, if that same 16-year-old robbed a liquor store, she would be charged as an adult because she knows better. And that same 16-year-old can also, she may not be able to by law, consent to having sex, but she can consent to having her sexual organs removed and become a man or, change her sex. Under this new crap. So which is it? Does she know better or not? You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
But first, Taylor, you have to define what a woman is, if it's
a
she.
I don't think anybody.
But you know what I'm saying. A 16-year-old in general doesn't have the legal right to have sex, but that same 16-year-old can have an abortion. Okay, and not have to tell her parents or actually can have a sex change because she knows what's good for her body. And it's stupid. And that's anything the government touches. Now, any self-respecting doctor should have to swear an oath, which I'm sure they do, just like police officers. They have to an ethics oath. And we leave it up to them, and they could be charged with crimes if they perform these measures. They should. I mean, it's criminal with the shit they get by with. That's all I got to say about that. I'll get on the damn roll. Block talk will be like, you got 2 seconds left. Oh, man.
Jeremy, how's Johnson today?
I'm good, brother. Like I said, Taylor called me and he was talking about you guys and said, "Hey, well, your buddies are they good on the radio show?" Because I know Taylor's been busy; his truck got stolen and he's been dealing with that and just a lot of BS on his end that he's got to deal with, unfortunately. But I said, "Yeah, dude, they've been on for like 6 weeks." He's like, "Oh shit, really?" I said, "He's like, well." Do you talk to him? And I said, I haven't talked to him now for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. I said, but he's like, well, give him a call. I said, they're on air right now. Well, let's call in. So that's what we did. And I've been on conference calls for a little while because I don't know if you guys have heard, there's some controversy going around about the People's Convoy. And Taylor called me to ask me what my thoughts were on it. And I'll just say, state them publicly while I'm on the air, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Don't say nothing now.
there's nothing that I'm not going to get too crazy about it, but I'm just going to say that there's accusations going around that the People's Convoy were being fraudulent. The people that are doing this are the same people that tried to tear that movement down from the very beginning. somebody made an accusation. Actually, one of the people that that supposedly called the police on the People's Convoy was a person that we had problems with while we were in the beginning stages of the organization of it. And I'm not going to mention names because I really don't want to get in the monkeys throwing shit at each other thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I know the backstory on this. And here's what people need to understand. Before you start going in and jumping in on the bandwagon and believing the hype, wait until you see the evidence. If you got evidence,
yeah,
then show it. And here's the thing. What happened was there was a $15,000 bill that was not paid to the Hagerstown Speedway. And one of the gentlemen that was in charge of some of the financing, or I don't know all of it, or I don't know those details, so I don't know that truth. I just know that he had access. But he said, we did not receive an invoice so we could pay that, which means he's been adamant from the very beginning. They have to have receipts for every penny going out because they know that they're going to get audited. I talked pretty extensively to all these guys about all this, and I understand what he's saying. It makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense to other people. They're like, oh, that's bullshit. He's just making excuses. No. He's literally telling you that they didn't have an invoice with no receipt. Why would you just give $15,000 to somebody with no receipt? Now you got to come up with that $15,000. So here's my official stance on it. I don't believe that there's any fraudulent activities going on. Now, I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that I'm wrong. What I am going to tell you is that I don't have all the facts. I was not involved with any of the finances or the major planning of this event. I went down there as a supporter, kind of like Taylor did. You know, we went down there to support the People's Convoy. Yes, was I involved in the very, mm-hmm. very, very beginning? Yes. But I backed out for personal reasons. Yeah, no, you never were. No, and I backed out for personal reasons, but I never stopped supporting what they were doing because I believe in freedom and I believe in standing up against this tyranny. And so I always supported them. I tried my best to not say negative things about them because they're getting it from all sides. So when I heard all this and I seen all the people jumping on, my name's been brought up numerous times today by numerous people, and I'm not going to get into that. But I'm just going to tell you this. My name needs to stay out of certain people's mouths because Thursday night when I do my show, Jeremy's going to bring out a little audio recording that I have because I warned this gentleman before. If you put my name out of your mouth one more time, I'm going to release that audio recording I have of you, and it's not going to be good for him. I promise you that. So before you start jumping on the bandwagon about fraud and people stealing money or any of that, you better have ironclad evidence to back your statement up, and none of them do. It's all the same people that are looking for the clout, looking for the followers, looking for this, looking for that. My official statement is I don't believe that they committed anything or did anything wrong, including some of the people that I really don't like that are involved with the People's Convoy. I still don't think they were involved or with anything wrongdoing. So, you know what, guys? We live in a crazy world where the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth. George Orwell described it perfectly in 1984.
You know, and I appreciate you giving them guys the benefit of the doubt, Jeremy. I give them the benefit of the doubt too. And again, you got to have proof before you make accusations. But the hard part for me though is I have good friends on both sides, and so I just don't really want to get in the middle of none of this shit. You know, I rode with them from Adelanto, California, all the way to Hagerstown, so I was there. I mean, I didn't have no access to no money or, you know what I'm saying? But I did ride as a supporter, and that was just the limit of it. That's all, you know, no different than anybody else riding. But I have friends on both sides of the fence here. One are accused and one are accusers. And I personally don't have an opinion either way. I don't know. I don't believe that the people that I know with the accusations against them, I don't believe it for a minute that they would do that. I just don't, it's not in their character, but anyway, yeah.
And you're welcome for us hijacking your show, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a planned hostile takeover, by the way.
We figured as much. We're actually just getting ready to shut down. We comes on for 2 hours, and you know, we want to thank you.
You guys do know you can talk
in.
Longer,
really,
right?
Yeah, oh yeah, we do, yeah. But
you figure? Did you guys figure that
2 hours
out?
2 hours and go to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Chad's in what are you like? You're like in the Eastern time zone. Because what time is it there, Chad? Where are you at?
11:30, and I get up at 2 usually, but 4 now tonight since I shut down after 2 hours.
So where are you from, Chad?
Newfoundland. First,
where?
East Canada. Eastern Canada.
I knew you were Canadian. Yeah, said a boat
it's
from
there.
I'm in Ontario.
And Hirsch there, he's in Ontario.
Okay, I've been both places. Well, one of them anyway.
Hey guys, I want to jump off here because I know that you guys want to end your show soon. But I just want to say I'm very proud to be associated with all of you guys. Thank you for giving us, you know, this platform for all of us to have our separate radio shows and get our thoughts out there. And Chad and Michael, I love you guys, dude. You guys keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you soon. So I'm going to jump off here. Okay.
Love you too, brother. Thanks for
all
jumping
right,
on,
brother.
Man. Good talk to you. Thanks for the hospital.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys too. Jeremy, see you soon.
Yeah. I love
and
you guys.
I appreciate you guys soon, though. And listen, if you guys need me to share your stuff, if you guys are on Twitter, that's what I'm more on Twitter than TikTok. So, and I got a pretty
What's
decent
your name?
Follower on Twitter. I'd be happy to share your stuff. Taylor Built.
TaylorBilt. I'll find you, brother. I'll
Find you there, and I'll share your stuff. Tag me if you share your post or your radio show post. Man, I got 30-some thousand people on mine that I can share it to. So.
Hell yeah. Awesome,
oh,
man.
Great.
Yeah, and jump on anytime you want, Taylor. Man, I liked your insight. Like talking to you, man. Nice to meet you.
And I appreciate you guys, man. You guys, hey, let me tell you something. No restrictions, man. I don't censor anybody. Y'all talk whatever the hell you want to. Just have a good time. And I think that the repercussions of what you say is going to come from the people that don't like it. They're just simply not going to listen to you. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So that's the only censorship. The only censorship I'll ever provide is the people. The people are going to censor you. And they have every right to. So to say what you want, it's all up to you, man. And no censorship, absolutely zero censorship, and free speech. You say what the hell you want to, no matter who likes it.
That's right.
That's the way it should be.
That's exactly right. That's right. Well, we appreciate it, Taylor. Thank you for calling in tonight, brother.
All right, y'all have a good night. We'll catch you next time.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yep, see ya. Oh, yeah, I found him on TikTok.
You found him on TikTok?
Hearts?
There we go.
They're not on TikTok.
Well,
on Twitter, sorry.
Hirsch, you know, sometimes we get... Yeah, we all get carried away talking. You know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, I'm sure the people want to know about you, and we didn't get a chance to ask, and, you know, but I hope you had fun and want to come back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anytime, guys. Like I said, I just need, like, you know, a week's notice. If you guys want me back, I can come on or I call in during the show, whatever. I got no problem. Usually Monday nights are pretty relaxed here at my place, so.
Awesome, man. I love it. Yeah, we had a couple people that called in that we didn't get to get to, man, and I feel bad because I didn't even know Taylor and Jeremy were on hold. I don't know how long they had been on hold. Kim might know, but I wasn't even paying attention to the board whatsoever. And I looked over and I was like, oh, God, there's like 7 or 8 people on the board. Oh, God. So, anyways, let it get away from me. But, yes, people may have wanted to call in and talk to you. So, love to have you back, man.
Great. I'll come back for sure, guys. For sure.
Awesome.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
You as well, dude.
To anybody that was on hold and that wanted to call in and we missed it, I'm very sorry. We'll make it up to you. We'll get Hearst back on, and, you know, we're going to promote it. This was kind of a last-minute thing. You know, we're going to try to do a better job. You know, follow us on Twitter. I'm same handle on Twitter. Michael, what's your Twitter handle?
Three Rows.
Three Rows. There you go. So we're all the same. Hearst, you're on Twitter too?
We've already let him go. I thought we were done with the show. Yeah, okay. Sorry, man.
Yeah, no worries, brother. All right, well, until next week, we'll do it again. Thank you to all who's listening. Thanks, Kim.
Everybody have a good night. See y'all on TikTok.
All right,
have
brother.
A good night.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.